World stocks have plunged for a third day in a row as exchange of military threats escalates between the U.S. and North Korea. London's benchmark FTSE 100 index lost 1.1% of its value, while Frankfurt's stocks tumbled up to 1%. The French market also dropped at least 0.7%. Japan's Nikkei and stocks in Shanghai and Hong Kong also shed considerable points. The U.S. dollar was traded with a lower value in comparison to the Japanese yen. This, as North Korea said it plans to launch a missile strike against the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. Donald Trump has also threatened that Pyongyang will be met with a fire and fury response like the world has never seen if it presses ahead with its nuclear and missile programs. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Ruzbe Ali Abadi, who is managing partner at Global Growth Advisors, and he's joining us live now from New York. Ruzbe, it seems the world is nervous that something may very well occur between North Korea and America. Do you think that's likely?
Bahar, we don't know the answer yet, but what we do know, if it's the doomsday scenario, the stocks are not going to be reacting because it's going to be over. So the bigger news is right now, is if we look at all the composites from Dow Jones to NASDAQ to S&P and others, European stocks, they all took a dive. Part of the reason was due to the hype and the bubble in the equity market. We've seen money managers from T. Rowe Water Price to others from Goldman Sachs are reducing their exposure to equity. But what took place between North Korea and the United States and the rhetoric that we're seeing between both leaders, in a way triggered, if you will, the downsizing or reduction in the equity market by portfolio managers all over the world, in particular in North America. But here's the thing, Bahar, markets are not going to be able to really adjust to this rhetoric, because if we're going to have, God forbid, a nuclear war, everything is going to be over. So how are you going to adjust to that? So a lot of equity managers are saying the market is going down because they want to be more risk averse. But that risk aversion is not just due to the rhetoric we're hearing from North Korea and President Trump replying to the North Korean leaders, but it's more so about the bubble and the hype in the equity market and a wave of unknown in the broader marketplace, geopolitics being one of them. But I think the real issue also right now is going to be the hype in the equity market. So it has to do more with, in a way, systematic and technical risk aversion, and geopolitics, in a way, just triggered this a bit more for equity investors around the world.
Ruzbe, we have about a minute left. Do you think that investors are feeling like Donald Trump could have handled this better?
Well, the answer is absolutely yes. Listen, somebody has to be grown up in the room. And we understand that North Korea was a problem. North Korea was a problem for the United States before. But this type of talk, it only agitates the markets. It's not providing any type of solution. So absolutely you could handle this better. You can see from the reaction in the market. U.S., in particular the administration, should be responsive to these problems rather than reactive. These types of talks, in a way, damages not only the credibility, but provides what we saw, a sell-off in the market that we haven't seen before for the month of July, and the dive that we've seen in the market, and such risk aversion behavior. So this is not good for the market, and it should have been, and it must be handled in a much more responsible way, and thus far, Mr. Trump hasn't done so.
Okay, Ruzbe, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.